What's going on, everybody? My name is Joey, and you're listening to a new episode of the Skyward Cast. But today it's going to be a little bit different. I hope you don't hear that truck in the background because it's making a lot of noise. But anyway, today's going to be a little bit different because it's just me today. Long story short, scheduling conflict, something happened today to take care of some business. So I missed me and Delvin's usual time slot for us to record the Skyward Cast. So I didn't want to leave y'all just hanging though. And we've been on a roll. So I decided, hey, it's too short notice to go and get somebody to host it with me. So how about I just hop on here, talk about a couple topics, give my opinion. And if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. And it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, you can suck it. I'm just joking with you. I'm just playing. I'm joking. Nah, but for real, man, I hope y'all enjoy it. And but, you know, hey, man, we're going to try to keep this as normal as possible. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a rap that Delvin did from a previous episode, and I'm going to bring it into this one right now. What's going on, man?
My young son's fantasized of borrowing flows. Tell little shorty with the big mouth, the bank is closed. The symbol of my arm is off limits to challenges. I hold the rusty, y'all hold the rusty swords. I swing Excalibur.
Ooh.
Now you should know what that's from.
No, I do not. Especially because you were kind of messing up the lyrics a little bit. But he can barely tell the difference. It's like he's still here. Anyway, man. All right, let's get to these topics. All right, so the first topic I'm going to hit today is Yelp will be alerting users when a business has been accused of racist behavior. What do I think about that? I think it's a crazy slippery slope and you shouldn't do it. Now, somebody might say, hey, you're a black guy. Wouldn't you like to know when a business has been accused of racist behavior? And I say to that, you won't be able to know if someone is telling the truth. People lie every freaking day. And it's not just about, you know, it's not just thinking about racism. I'm thinking about this because if it starts with racist alerts, then what about sexism alerts, bigot alerts, right? Any type of alert saying that you have been accused of toxic behavior. You know how many people are super sensitive these days? Okay, what if this is seen as a success and then they move it along to sexism and all these other things, right? So let's say I have a business and, in the future and somebody comes in and we have a disagreement for whatever reason. And instead of it just being seen as a disagreement, this person says, oh, is this because I'm a woman? And it's like, no, it's not because you're a woman. I think what you said was stupid regardless of, you know, whether you're a man or a woman. But of course, they'll still go to Yelp and decide, okay, yeah. we'll see about that. So they go on there and put a big old stamp on my business. Then you got a whole bunch of weirdo feminists outside with the pitchforks. You know, it could turn into a big old problem real quick. And it wouldn't even be legit. It would just be because this person is an ass and they want to try to make me suffer. It's a very, very slippery slope. And I don't think they should do it. Whoever thought this was a good idea needs to just pack it up. No. Of course, let me know what you think about this trash. I mean, do you think this would be a good idea? If so, I mean, you're bugging too. So, no. For real, if you think this is a good idea, let me know why or why it would be a bad idea. If you agree with me, then let me know. All right, let's hit another topic real quick. Okay, so the next topic is Apple had a presentation today. Of course, because we got the whole COVID thing going on, it wasn't live. Nobody could go down to the nice Apple space, what do you call it, UFO looking office, which is unfortunate, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. But today they made a couple announcements. They announced the new iPhone 12, which, you know, it looks really nice. I think it looks like the what is it? I think it's like the iPhone 5 that had that really cool sort of squared off edged look. So they brought that back, gave it a new screen update. You still got the nice little thing. What do you call that thing on the forehead of it? The notch. There we go. Okay, so they still got the notch on there, which, you know, it's whatever, man. People have gotten used to it. I'm just glad a whole bunch of companies aren't still following Apple and copying the notch on their phones. I thought that was the dumbest thing in the world. Of all the things that you could copy from Apple, you copy the notch? Anyway, so of course they got a new screen, they got some updated cameras, you know, typical trash. And they got like four different versions. So they got the iPhone 12 mini, the normal iPhone 12, the Pro, and the Pro Max. They got some cool colors. They actually got gold this time. They didn't do what they did with that rose gold, which was actually pink. No. It's actual gold, which is pretty nice looking, you know, but I'm still probably not going to get one. I don't have money like that. That's expensive. And I don't like to, you know, be leasing a phone. No. So, but it looks nice. But the thing that stood out to me. Okay, wait. Before, I was about to go all into the iPhone, and I already did. But they did, of course, announce the HomePod Mini. I mean, for those that really care about smart speakers, well, there you go. You might want a smaller one. It's... Yeah, I didn't like really like the fact that there's no buttons on it and you got to really use it by talking to Siri and all that crap. I get it. It's really cool if you're already into that Apple ecosystem, but I'm not. So, yeah, not really my thing. But anyway, back to the iPhones. So what they did was that kind of stood out to me. Well, annoyed me and annoyed a bunch of other people based on Twitter. They decided that they weren't going to throw a charging brick into the box. And this was kind of in their environmental protection section of the presentation, talking about what they did to cut back carbon emissions or whatever, which was cool. I mean, hey, you can't knock them for trying to protect the earth, man. It's our only planet. You got to take care of it. So props to them for that. You know, they I think they said that all of their offices are running off renewable energy. That's fire, you know? Hopefully, by doing that, we will have less fires in California. Ba-da-psh. All right, bad joke. Anyway, so they decided that they're going to take the charging brick out of the box because there's like 50 billion of them out there, and people could just use another one that they got from one of their other Apple devices. But they only... Okay, so what they did with this one, on this one, it has a Lightning to USB-C cable. But all the older devices, I think they were including those charging bricks in that big number that they gave, but those ones were Lightning to USB type A. So that's not compatible with it. And I think that's all their devices before the iPhone X. Around the time the iPhone 10 came out, so they probably did that switch from Type A to USB-C with iPads and maybe even Apple Watches. I don't know what that charger looks like. So all these newer devices, if they probably kept the charger with them, you know what I'm saying? If someone upgraded, then they're probably going to sell it. And they're probably going to want to package that charger in with the phone or whatever Apple device has a Lightning to USB type C charger. So doing that when you just recently made the switch to that type of cable or charging brick, that doesn't make any sense. That's an extreme inconvenience to your customers. So now while you're talking about, okay, we get to save on packaging, You're cutting costs for you as a company and then passing that cost over to the customers that are already going to have to buy your, not going to have to, but they are going to buy your already expensive phone. So that's just Apple being Apple, which is some absolute BS. But of course, a lot of people are going to eat it up and they're going to say, oh, but you know what? This is just Apple getting us prepared for the future. This is what they said when it came to the freaking headphone jack, which still loads of people love to have a wired option. Wireless requires batteries, and that trash dies. It's nice to be able to have an option to pull it out. And I know a lot of people, you have the little dongles, but who wants an extra freaking dongle? What I never understood is how Apple is considered one of the most advanced freaking companies in the world, but they require the most freaking dongles. How is that convenience? Anyway, that was my mini rant on Apple. Other than that, I think that was pretty much it. Just the HomePod and the couple iPhones. They got some new colors out. I mean, they're cool. I like that blue. That's clean, but that's pretty much it. I'm not an Apple hater, man. I know somebody's like, oh, God, he's an Android guy. I am an Android guy, but that's just because I like the fact that the OS is more open and you don't have to do any freaking hacking and all. I mean, you might, if you want to sideload an app or something, you got to go turn on developer options, but that's about it. Who cares? But anyway, next topic. Okay, so the third and I think maybe final topic is AMC is saying that they might run out of money by the end of 2020, which of course got me thinking, what would the world be like without movie theaters? Now, look, if anything does happen to all the current owners of all movie theaters right now, I don't think that we're going to be without movie theaters. I think we're just going to go to a bunch of safer options. So, you know, drive-ins are going to become a bigger thing. And, you know, I think it's just going to become more of a niche thing. It'll come back at some point. You know, the company, other companies might come up and buy up AMC. And so they might do it a little bigger and better, hopefully. Because, look, my biggest complaint with theaters has been that it's too much, it's too expensive, and the experience that you get is as basic as possible. In the average movie theater, it is literally just snacks in the front, go sit down on this borderline basic chair and watch something on a big screen. And the thing is, a lot of us at home, we're getting bigger and bigger screens in our houses all the time. So you're not really giving us an experience that is that much better than what we have at home. Look, I get it. Nobody has a screen that's the size of a freaking movie theater unless you're rich. But that's not much. That's really not enough to justify going out of your home, being packed in a theater full of a bunch of people you don't know. You know, and because, look, I got some loud speakers right here. I got a pretty decent sized TV right here, you know, and I can wait. So you need to do something a little more to convince me that that's something worth spending $20, $30 if you're going with more people. You know, I mean, some people might be thinking $30, that's it. Listen, I bring my own snacks, okay? I don't give a freak what none of you guys are talking about. These snacks aren't allowed. I will bring a bag. I will bring a big hoodie and I will have all my snacks on deck. Do you hear me? I don't play that game. You're not going to get me with those freaking $5 snacks for a little box or something I can get at the 99 cent store for 99 cents. Like how do you go that far? You're paying $10 for a combo pack. That's popcorn, one tiny little box of candy and a soda. That's nuts. Popcorn, candy, and a soda for like $10. No, thank you. I will bring my own soda. I will bring my own candy from the little store that they got right in the same shopping center. And maybe you might get me to buy a little icy from you or something. Which I don't really do icies too much because it's a lot of food coloring and sugar and trash like that. But hey, man, sometimes. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Do I think that they're going to disappear? Nah, I don't think they're going to disappear. I think they're going to come back and hopefully that they do it better. But I mean, you're not going to convince me right now to go to any type of theater. So I don't care if it's Tenet. I don't care if you brought out freaking, what's the name of that movie? Something, Doctor Strange. I don't care if you brought out Doctor Strange early. You're still not about to convince me to go sit in a theater with a bunch of people after I was just told a couple months ago that I need to wear a mask and that you need to separate by 6 feet. So I'm supposed to go in a packed theater just so I can enjoy a movie? Is it really that deep? No, it's not, good sir. So, look, if these theaters gotta die, hey, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's a cold situation that we're going through right now. I never really realized that so many of these theaters, that they were just, all it took was an event like this and they could just be knocked out. You would think that these businesses, if they've been in, around for decades and decades and decades, that they would have some money set aside for an emergency. But no, so many of them need to function every single day to survive. Dang, man. And it's a cold situation, of course, because you got other people. Because some of these businesses out there, they were paying rent. I'm like, dang, Cheesecake Factory is actually paying rent? I thought they owned a lot of these buildings. I mean, but it makes sense. I guess they're pulling the same stuff that anybody else does, right? You go out and you go get a bunch of these places on a mortgage, and then you pay off the mortgage with the money that you get from everyday business. So then as soon as everyday business stops, like, you just kind of up a creek. It was hilarious how some time back they were like, yeah, about that rent. Yeah, we're not paying, which I totally understand. What do you think they about to go into, just go bankrupt trying to pay you your rent? It's a, you know, freaking pandemic. You better calm yourself down. You better, show some humanity. Everybody has to get paid, but understand, this is not the time. Theaters, man. I don't know. Them theaters, a lot of them might go away for a while at least. I really think it's not going to be a permanent thing. I think they're just going to disappear for a bit. And then, because if they disappear for a while, a lot of that stuff is going to go to streaming. And so I think theaters will be more of a special event thing than it is now, you know, because they were really, especially with like Movie Pass and all that, they were really trying to make it like a casual thing that you do every week, you know? But I think it'll be more of an event, like going out to, I don't want to say like Disneyland, of course, that's like a grand vacation type event, but you know what I mean? Like a real night out, which I would enjoy. Reinvent the experience, man. It's real stale. That trash is just not going to work now. You know, we have way too many conveniences at home. Like, that's why, this is a totally separate business, but that's why Toys R Us died at first. Because, I mean, you got Walmart. You can't have just a specialty store and expect to survive when you have these all-in-one stores where I could say, all right, I'm gonna go over here to McDonald's while I'm at Walmart. I'm going to go check out these shoes, maybe go pick up a box of cereal. Then maybe check out some little, you know, cheap clothes. I got the little 3 for $10 t-shirts. So, and then I hit the toy aisle, right? That's convenience right there. So what are you doing as Toys R Us, as a specialty store? What are you doing to make whatever you're offering a better deal than all that convenience that you could get at a Target or a Walmart or a Costco? And that's why they flopped. And now they're supposedly going to come back, but that was before this happened. So I don't know. They might be like, dang, bruh. We were trying to come back, and it was supposed to be this like experience, you know, like sort of an amusement park, a toy amusement park for kids, which it should have been from the beginning. It should have been like a thing where, you know, a kid can go to freaking Toys R Us and want to come back with a Toys R Us branded bunny or a bear or a shirt, that type of experience. Stores got to change up, man. Things got to be reinvented. All this stuff, this really shook it up. Everything is coming home, man. People don't really have to go to your stores like they used to. So what are you doing to convince me to go to your physical stores? If most of your business is in actual physical stores and not online, what are you convincing? What are you doing to convince me to get out of the comfort of my own home and not just sit here and wait for a box to show up at the front door? What are you doing to convince me that I don't need to wait? What are you doing? I said that wrong. What are you doing to convince me to get out of the comfort of my home and go into your theater instead of waiting for it to reach on demand or Blu-ray, etc.? I mean, I get it, it's like a cold experience to have to try to figure all that out during COVID, but hey, man, it is what it is. So theaters won't be going extinct. I know there's some people saying it's the end. No. It's definitely not the end. It's just a new beginning. I don't know what that's going to look like, but they better do something right. Because. Anyway, let me know what you think about that. Is this going to be the last topic? I don't know. I might have one more topic in me. Hold on. All right. So, you know what? I decide one more topic. What's it going to hurt? Okay. Final topic is going to be PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. What do I think about these consoles? We talked about them before a little bit, just, you know, previous updates. I think we just talked about the Series X on the episode before last, but just my ideas on the consoles in general, since they're about to release in like the next month. And what do I think about them? Do I feel like I'll be getting one anytime soon? Answer to that is no. I don't think I'll be getting one anytime soon. One, because I don't have the money for it. But even if I did, it's okay. Look, at first I thought we're just getting a bunch of new hardware, but where are the games? What do you have to justify it? You know, they look really nice. I like the vertical setup of both of them. Yeah. The idea of higher frames, better graphics. Yeah. Okay. But I still wasn't sold. I thought this is kind of a mediocre launch. Usually before a new console generation starts, there's more hype. There's more of an energy about it that really has me hyped about this new experience. But especially with Xbox really being the Series X and Series S being a continuation of the experience that we have on Xbox One, it's not really seeming that different. And we're not really getting a good idea of what the PS5 is about to give us as far as UI and other console features. I think they talked about the little weird experience that you're supposed to get with the new controller, and you're supposed to get better loading speeds and all that, but we don't even know what the UI is going to look like, and it's about to come out in like a couple weeks. This is nuts, bruh. So my hype has been at a crazy low for these consoles. But what changed it, surprisingly, was that I started seeing the types of jumps and frame rates that we're going to be getting for current generation games, right? Which is funny because I see a whole bunch of people talking about, dang, man, this is the next generation consoles, and all we keep seeing is old games. Well, for someone like me that didn't play 98% of the games that came out this generation, that has me excited because I could possibly get to experience them for the first time in a way that most people didn't. I get to experience them at their best or close to it. Of course, PC is still most likely going to have the best experience, but, you know, that's a whole different situation. It's different. I mean, I saw Digital Foundry, they put up this video. It was showing Assassin's Creed Unity on Xbox Series X. And it was showing that, for whatever reason, this version that they had on disc, right, when it first came out, that version has unlocked frame rates. But they patched it later on, I guess, to make the experience more stable. They probably wanted to run it with unlocked frame rates, but it was having so many bugs for so many people when it first released that I guess they were like, man, we just got to cut this to make it more stable. So they just capped it at 30 frames. And I think even then, people still weren't even getting that. They were dropping below 20 at some points in the game, which was odd because I got that game week one on PS4. And I didn't have all these issues. I didn't get those floating eyes and all those crazy frame rate drops. I thought it was a great game. Especially now, if you go, look, you can go on cdkeys.com, go get that thing for like $2. I think on PS4 and Xbox One. So if you haven't, go on CD Keys right now. CD Keys is a crazy good site. I know some people are like, is this legit? Yes, it's legit. I bought from there multiple times. And of course, if you let me know before, you know, you buy something, I can give you my little affiliate code anyway. But anyway, but yeah, man, when I saw that, that was crazy because it was running not only at 60 or not at a solid 30, right? Upscaled or whatever. It actually wasn't upscaled. The unfortunate thing is because they did cap it, it is still running at the resolution that was on the original Xbox, which was 900p. Yeah, I know a lot of people forget, but that original Xbox, the one that I still run on, the original Xbox One was kind of weak, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like some of those resources and money had to go to the Kinect, which turned out to be an absolute flop, which is unfortunate because I thought it had a lot of potential. So it is locked at 900p, but it's 60 frames solid. For the unpatched buggy release version of Assassin's Creed Unity, that was crazy. So that just got my mind just buzzing like, okay, well, what other games that I haven't experienced yet will just be amazing to experience for the first time on these new consoles before they release update patches to give them new textures and let them run at 4K and all that stuff. So really, it's having me not even really be worried about trying to, because at first my plan was everybody else is moving on to these new consoles, like bump that, I can go because these new consoles are going to be out. The old ones, well, they will be old in a couple weeks. They're going to be dirt cheap. So I can go get a PS4 Pro. I can go get an Xbox One X and just be straight, and I'll still be able to play because cross play is becoming more of a thing. Unfortunately, it's not that much of a thing as much as it should be on PlayStation side, but fortunately Microsoft is going hard with it, so I'll still be able to play with everybody, so it's whatever, right? But then I saw those frames, bruh, and it was amazing. I'm like, I need it. I want that so bad. I want to experience Assassin's Creed Unity with those frames. Jacked up part about it is you got to go get the disc version, which according to Digital Foundry is kind of rare now. Who would have thought? I guarantee you I could find it. But still, man, all those games I haven't played, I didn't play God of War. I didn't play, of course, this is more recent, but The Last of Us 2. Look, 90% of the games, Bloodborne, freaking on the Xbox side, I didn't play Halo 5. I didn't play any of the Halos. I'm just talking about Xbox One games. 90% of the current generation games I have not played. So the fact that I could get the experience that you were supposed to have on those consoles now on the newer hardware and plus be is sort of future-proof myself, that has me hyped. So truly, it is current generation games and the fact that 99% of them will work on the new hardware day one for both consoles. That has me hyped for it. And then, you know, when something comes out that I want to play that's new, I can do that too. That's all it is. I have almost next to zero hype for any of these new games that they showed at any of these presentations, PlayStation or Xbox, which is unfortunate, but it's unfortunate and not at the same time, because it's like I still have lots to play. And even if, and most of these new games that they're showing are sequels anyway. So I'm not going to be playing any sequels until I go play the other ones that came out on PlayStation 4 anyway. I'm not going to be playing the new Ratchet and Clank until I play the remake that came out a couple years ago. I'm not going to be playing the new God of War until I play the other one. So anyway, that's how I feel about the next generation consoles. I'm hyped for them. It's kind of sad that it took seeing these current generation games run that great to actually build my hype up. You know what I'm saying? It should have been these newer games, but they will come. I know they're going to come at some point. It's going to be something good. So that's about it, man. Which one would I pick up? I think Series X, maybe PS5. I don't know. Look, I want both of them, but right now I think I'm leaning more Series X. But yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I know this is kind of an awkward episode. Yes, it is just me by myself, but hey, it kind of went better than I thought it was. You know what I'm saying? I was over here like, oh my God, how is this going to be? But I mean, I'm just sitting here saying all the things that I think in my mind. It's just, I don't know. That might sound weird. Of course, if you haven't followed me already, if you're listening to this, I know you already followed me. I don't have to tell you, but you know, if you don't, then hey, follow me on Twitter at Skyward King. You can follow Delvin, even though he's not here. I understand. At Delvin_Cox on Twitter. Go check out the Delvin Cox Experience podcast and all that other good stuff. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you later. Peace.